Empire, Rise and Fall. Nick Harris, series editor Bob Hastings. Chapter 1, The Start of Empires. What do you think when you hear the word empire? Do you know how and why empires start? If you look at a map of the world today, you will see there are hundreds of countries. Each country has its own way of life, and many have their own languages. Many thousands of years ago, the world was a very different place. In the beginning, there were no countries. People lived together in small groups. These groups were called tribes, and they were always moving around looking for food. Then, about 12,000 years ago, people began to grow their own food and build houses. They began to use money. The strongest people usually became the leaders, the kings and queens. The areas where they lived were their kingdoms. Over time, there were many kingdoms. Often they joined together, and the kingdoms became very big. The kingdoms did not always join together in a friendly way. Sometimes a kingdom needed more food for its people, or a king wanted more money. When this happened, a strong kingdom attacked others and took control of them. That was how empires started. An empire was a group of many kingdoms with one leader. The leader was called an emperor or an empress. He or she was the leader of millions of people. There were many empires in different parts of the world at different times in the past. In this book, we are going to look at five of the most famous ones. Chapter 2, The Roman Empire. Everybody knows the name of the Romans, but do you know what they gave to the world? The ancient Romans lived in modern-day Italy. They were very smart people and made one of the biggest, most important empires in the history of the world. The center of their empire was the city of Rome. The leaders of Rome took control of place after place until they had a very large empire. The first Roman emperor was a man called Octavius Augustus. He became emperor in 27 BCE. At one time, 130 million people lived in the Roman Empire, and it was more than 5 million square kilometers in size. There were about 130 emperors in the history of the empire. Many were good men. Augustus, for example, made sure there were very few wars, and he made the empire very rich. But other emperors were very bad, even crazy. It is difficult to be sure about things that happened so long ago, but there are many stories of crazy things that emperors did. People said that the Emperor Caligula wanted his horse to be in the government. They also said that Emperor Nero played a musical instrument while there was a big fire in Rome and people died. People in every part of the Roman Empire knew what the emperor looked like. They saw his face all the time. The Romans put a picture of the emperor on their coins. This changed the way that people used money. People could buy things in any part of the empire with the same coins. Life in the empire was good for the rich, important people, but it was terrible for regular people. In Rome, there is a building called the Colosseum. It is like a stadium. Today, many people visit it and take pictures, but terrible things happened there. Thousands of people in ancient Rome came there to watch special sports. The sports were bloody and deadly. People had to fight and kill each other, or dangerous animals attacked and killed people. The Romans shouted happily as they watched. There were also many slaves in ancient Rome. A slave is someone who must work for a rich person but doesn't get any money. A lot of the things we use today came from the Romans. The Romans spoke Latin, and there are many Latin words in modern English and other European languages. They gave us the calendar we use today. They also built good roads. We can still see many Roman roads in Europe today. So, what happened to the Romans? In the 5th century CE, the Roman Empire ended. There were many reasons for this. It was too big. It became more and more difficult for Rome to control it. The army was not as strong as before. The empire spent too much money, more than it had. It had enemies, most importantly the Visigoths. This was a tribe from Germany. In 410 CE, the Visigoths attacked the city of Rome and brought the great Roman Empire to an end. Chapter 3, The British Empire. When it was nighttime in Britain, it was daytime in some parts of the British Empire. That's how big it was. The British Empire began in the early part of the 17th century. A small group of people traveled from England to live in what is now the USA. Later, a large part of North America and the Caribbean became part of the British Empire. The British then looked toward the east. In 1757, the British East India Company started to do business in India. In 1858, the British took control of India, and it became a colony. Many other countries like Canada, Hong Kong, Australia, and some countries in Africa also became colonies. The British Empire was the biggest in the history of the world. In 1924, it was as big as Africa. And there were more than 450 million people living in it. That was almost a quarter of all the people living in the world at the time. Like most empires, the British Empire did bad things and good things. It made money by selling African slaves in America. It killed native people in its colonies. It took natural resources without paying for them. But it also built roads and railroads in the colonies that people still use today. And it brought the English language. Today, millions of people speak English as a first or a second language. It is now the international language of the world. Chapter 4. The Mayan Empire. The Mayans built cities deep in the forests of Central America. Then, suddenly, they left. Nobody knows why. The Mayan people lived in the south of Mexico and parts of Central America. Their empire started about 2600 BCE and finished around 800 CE. It was about 250,000 square kilometers in size. That's not very big. In fact, it's about as big as Great Britain. They built many wonderful cities, and we can still see many of these today. The most famous is Chichen Itza. They bought and sold things with their neighbors. They were very good at this and made a lot of money. They were good doctors, too. Mayan doctors were called shamans, and they used plants to make medicines. There were even some Mayan dentists. The Mayans were very religious people. They believed in many gods, not just one. There were gods of the wind, of the rain, and of the sun. They even had a god of chocolate called Zacaco. They built special buildings, temples, where they talked to their gods. So what happened to the Mayans? Maybe they got sick and died. Maybe there was a terrible war. It is possible that they moved or died because they didn't have any food. Another answer could be the weather. Maybe it got too cold or too wet to live in their cities. But nobody knows for sure. Chapter 5. The Egyptian Empire. The place that time didn't forget. Its wonderful monuments are still here today for everybody to see. The Egyptian Empire began around 3150 BCE and ended about 30 BCE, when the Roman Empire took control of it. At its strongest time, it included places from Syria to Sudan. Kings and queens in ancient Egypt were called pharaohs. People believed the pharaohs were half human, half god. When one of them died, they built a special tomb, a pyramid. They left money and food with the body so the pharaoh could use them in the next life. They did another interesting thing with dead bodies. They made mummies. A mummy is a dead body with many pieces of cloth around it. The cloth and special medicines preserved the body. In 1922, people found the body of an Egyptian pharaoh called Tutankhamun. He died when he was about 18, but his body is over 3,000 years old. You can still see the mummy in Tutankhamun's tomb today. Ancient Egyptians were very good at math and science. They gave us many great things: a way to write language, a way to use numbers, paper, eye makeup, and even toothpaste to clean our teeth. Chapter 6. The Chinese Empire. Qin Shi Huang made China a country, an empire, and an interesting place to visit, even today. For many years, China was not one country. There were six kingdoms, and they were always having wars. Then, in 221 BCE, a man called Qin Shi Huang took control and joined the kingdoms together. This was the beginning of the Chinese Empire. Emperor Qin was worried about the kingdoms to the north of China, especially Mongolia. So he started to build a very long wall between the two countries. The wall was 8,000 kilometers long at one time, and parts of it are still standing today. Qin was also worried about the next life. He thought he might meet some bad people there, so he made an army of more than 6,000 soldiers and put them in his tomb. But these were not real soldiers. They were made of terracotta, a kind of clay. The emperor wanted to live for many thousands of years, so he told his doctors to make him a special drink. After drinking it, he died. Some say the doctors made a mistake, but some believe they wanted to kill the emperor. Qin was emperor for only 12 years. However, he was an important man because he made China one empire. It stayed an empire for more than 2,000 years. In 1922, the government changed and there were no more emperors. China is still a very strong country, but no longer an empire. Chapter 7. What do you think? In this book, you learned about ancient empires, but there are modern empires in the world today that did not come from kingdoms. Remember, the two most important things about an empire, it has to be very big, and it has to have a leader that takes control of things. Think about the large businesses that are all over the world. They are also called empires, business empires. Do you think business empires are good or bad? Let's look at one example. Think about a small African town. There is a plan to open a fast food restaurant there. Read what two people are saying about that plan. Which one do you agree with?
This is a great idea. The food is very good and cheap, and the restaurants are very clean. Also, a lot of people will get jobs, and my community needs to be more international.
This is a terrible idea. Fast food hamburgers can be very unhealthy. I don't want my children eating this food. They must eat African food. And the money we pay will go to the USA. Our money must stay in my community. My husband's restaurant will close because of this.